Hello. I know, it's okay. She's giving me a row for supposing that I'm not going to talk for 10 minutes or less. So she's probably right. So my name's Karen, if you don't know who I am. I am 20 years old, and I am currently still a student at Stirling University studying psychology, which is very boring. But it was exciting at one point, which is why I'm doing it. But as a psychologist, you get training to be a psychologist. You get taught how to help people cope with things, which I have a bit of a problem with because I believe in a God who likes to bring people out of coping and into freedom and wholeness and good things. So that's a bit annoying. So through the whole journey studying psychology, I've been a bit like, God, why am I doing this? Why am I here? Why have you got me doing this? If you know me well, you'll know that I want to be a midwife, which is fun. But that is a bit of a long road for a shortcut to midwifery. I have to do another 3 years undergraduate after this to actually be a midwife. So I was like, God, why? Why am I doing psychology? Why have I had to do it for 4 years? Why can't I just like throw the towel in now? Because it's really boring. And some of the things I've learned and have now become very passionate about are one of them is about valuing people. And about how when you value other people in their brokenness, but value them as a person and as a valuable person, that's when you find the shift between kind of just coping with where they're at into kind of freedom and wholeness and being able to value themselves. I've also learned a lot about what it means to value yourself. And so valuing other people is great, but actually that comes from knowing your own value and knowing your own sense of worth and purpose, which ultimately comes from God. So I'm going to talk about value because that's what I'm passionate about. I currently work one day a week in a bridal shop in the town. So I get to sell people wedding dresses and get paid to do it, which is the best job in the world. I totally love it to bits. If 13-year-old Karen knew that 20-year-old Karen would be selling people wedding dresses, she would probably faint on the spot. So it's just a bit of a fun job. But in that, you also get an awful lot of people who come in the door who stand in front of you, and before you've even got to any sort of explanation about where their wedding is or what they're doing or who they're marrying or whatever, they stand in front of you and say, "I hate my hips. I hate my thighs. I hate how my feet look. You know, I hate my shoulders. I hate this. I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I don't look very good. I want something. You need to just do something like a miracle to make me look good." And you stand and having gone through like tons and tons of these women coming in the door, and they all have the same story. It's like different bits they're not happy with, but they all have the same story. And I know that at the end of the day, when they eventually find a dress, they're going to feel amazing. But they don't know that at the start, and so they don't know that value. They don't know that kind of physical value that they have. And I get to kind of bring them to that place and be a small, cheesy part of the process. But it's very entertaining. So I'm going to talk about value. I'm actually going to talk about three things that your value is not based upon. The first one that your value is not based upon is your ability. So it might surprise you, but your value as a woman doesn't decrease if you can't bake. Which is something that someone said to me about a year ago. I'm part of the CU in Stirling, and one of the girls in the CU came up to me and said, "I'm just really struggling because I feel like I'm not valuable as a woman in Christ because I can't bake." But she was being very serious, and I thought, oh my goodness, you can't be serious. She was being serious. Your value doesn't decrease if you can't bake. Your value also doesn't decrease if you can't knit, which was her next point. Your value also doesn't decrease if you don't have 2.5 kids and a semi-detached house and a spaniel. Your value as a guy doesn't decrease if you can't change a tire, or if you cried at the end of Fast and Furious 7, or if you forgot to take the bins out last week, or if you're still single, which goes for the ladies as well. Your value isn't dependent on your ability or where you're at in life. That's the first one. The second one is that your value isn't based on age or gender. And so I spend some of my spare time working with our beautiful young people who range in age from about P7 to S6. And I have learned through being a child there and now coming to a point where I am leading them that your value is not based on your age in any sort of capacity. You are just as valuable when you are 2, 22, 32, 92 and beyond. Your value doesn't decrease or increase with your age. And that is something, working with the girls in particular, that we've done a lot of work with. And I have learned so much from them as well about valuing myself and what that means. We had an evening a few months ago now where we had a big chat about makeup and we talked about, you know, why do we wear makeup? Why do we feel like we need to wear makeup? Why do we not leave the house without having eyeliner on? What is it about makeup that is so important? And one of the girls turned around and she said, it's because I feel valuable when I have makeup on. So we did some work around that. So your value doesn't depend on your age and that leads into your value doesn't depend on your gender. And so guys, you're not less valuable because you're guys. Girls, you're not less valuable because you're girls. That's not the way that God designed it. God made men, God made women, and he made them to work in partnership. Your value doesn't decrease depending on whether you were born a woman or a man. Basically, there's no demographic that you're a part of that decreases or increases your value in any way. The third one is arguably the most important one. The third one is that your value isn't dependent on someone else's inability to see it. And so your value doesn't decrease because someone else says you don't have value. Your value doesn't increase because someone says you have value, but your value is inherent to yourself and it is not altered or changed by any circumstance around you, by anything anyone says to you, or by their inability to see your worth and value. You're not defined by other people's opinions. Can you imagine if we actually were? That wouldn't be very interesting. But you're not defined by other people's opinions of you. Their inability to see your worth doesn't determine it either way. It's not a sliding scale. Your value is totally fixed. And that's something I've learned quite recently. Journeying with, I have two beautiful best friends. They are incredible. Called Sarah and Nicole, and I've come through a really great journey with them. We are the three amigos, and we do lots of things together, but each of us have had to go through this journey of value at different points in the last 3 years since we've known each other, and we've all had to come over hurdles, different hurdles, but still very equally as important hurdles in our journeys with God and with each other. And Nicole, I told her that I was talking about value this morning, she asked if I would share part of her story recently. Nicole's not a Christian yet, but she does pray every day, so you can work that one out. She does know that God's there. She knows that her healing comes from God. She knows that my healing comes from God. She knows God values her. But she's sent me a wee bit. I just want to read to you just as a testimony to the fact that if that's something in your heart that you're kind of like, oh, I don't really know, like that maybe kind of touches something there. Do I value myself? Do I value other people? I just want to share this as a testimony to the fact that when you value others as a result of valuing yourself, things change for them. And so there's a lot of stuff going on in our lives, but actually knowing where your value comes from through God's love and sacrifice for you is where it kind of changes. I just want to read, she says, before I'd always felt like I wasn't important to people. With regards to last week, I always felt like I'd hated my body. I felt like nobody could ever really appreciate it because it was ugly or disgusting or fat or take your pick of negative adjectives. And so when people did start to find me attractive, it made me feel like I was worth it, but not in the right way. That came from some sort of approval that I needed from other people. I was valuing myself based on what they thought of me, of my looks, of my body, of my personality, when I think that comes from being bullied in high school and things that were spoken over me when I was younger. It is super hard to stamp out, and that's why I used to punish myself for it. There's a lot of other stuff I could say, but you'll probably put it better than me. Recently, I've felt more in myself, and I really, really struggle some days still. But overall, I say I value myself more, and I attribute that to God's understanding and grace for me, and a lot to finally feeling properly valued by other people, which allows me to be saying things like, other people value me, so why don't I value myself? I look at that, and I rethink a lot of situations. I feel like I'm on the right road with it. And that has been an enormous step forward. There are a couple of people who know Nicole and know the stories that we share with her, but that has been a huge thing for her, and she wanted to share that with you this morning as testimony to the fact that it's not about coping with our brokenness and coping with the stuff that gets thrown at us and the stuff that changes and shapes our insides and our outsides, but rather about journeying towards that point where we know our value and we take our value and we live with it and we hold it and make it a part of our identity that comes from Jesus. There you go. Yeah, I'm done.